Next case, please.
Case number 9481, Donald M. and Mary Louise O'Beer, west of Road 229, 1,700 feet north of Road 229A, being Lot 1, a variance from the minimum lot width required for a parcel.
Mary Louise O'Beer, 11454 Smith Road, Ellendale, 19941.
Donald O'Beer, 11454 Smith Road, Ellendale.
Do you swear testimony you're about to give, true or correct, your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What I'm basically trying to do, we're kind of landlocked. We have a 10-acre parcel that was divided from a 16-acre piece. This is 2 3-acre pieces, and we have 269 feet short of the 300-foot frontage. We need to divide it into 2 150-foot parcels. I like to offer some to my mother at a point because she's looked for 2 years to try to find property and she can't, and we have a little bit of ground, but I can't do anything until we can say, you know, here's the piece. We need 150 for us. We're the 30 feet short of subdividing any ground. That's basically landlocked from getting back or doing anything with it at this point. We don't plan to sell or do anything right away, but we only have the 150-foot that we live on, plus the difference.
We have checked with all of our neighbors. No one is opposed to this. We've gone to each neighbor personally to talk to them about this. Don's mother, my mother-in-law, is getting older. We are becoming more concerned about her living alone, as she is a widow.
Is there a
driveway going back?
There's nothing going back. It's just a field. We have our property on the right-hand side. And we have, you know, the whole footage there.
And so there's goes all the way back to it.
There's, if you've been by, there's a little area that Blacktop, friend of mine that does blacktopping, put in there. But it's not approved driveway. It's just,
it's a starter.
I use it when I have a trailer to go around to make a Y. But it's, I mean, the county put the culvert in, so that part's approved. It was just a leftover unbalance from a 10-acre piece that the owners had before us.
The 2 3-acre pieces right next door were not carved out while you owned the property?
No. The original owner took care of that, and we basically got the balance. He said, would you let me have back 8 years ago, at least 2 separate parcels to sell, and I don't even know if you had to have 150 feet back then. It probably did, but we didn't really figure we'd ever break it up. We wanted just a 10-acre piece, and he never said for sure that he would sell, and then, of course, he sold right away.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGabe?
But would you want to split it in half?
Well, at this time, I'm not really going to say because it's, you know, landlocked, a 5-acre piece back here. It might be an 8-2 scenario. It might be a 5-5 scenario.
But I mean, as far as the entrance, you want one of them 150, the other one
would be the balance. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yours to be the 150?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman, any questions?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9481. I believe it will enable reasonable use
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Can I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9,481. All those in favor of the motion, could use a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.